Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Of the Drady Show. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your love and support. But I'm unable to get your call right now. Please leave a message.
Where the hell you at?
Thank you once again for listening to the Drady Show on Maximum Reality Radio.
Yeah, we do. That's how we do, man.
About the internet radio that is heating up the internet. The Drady Show on Maximum Reality Radio.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Yo, yo, yo. You already know, man. This is What Up With Your Weekend. You know what I'm saying? Monday going down on what? The Starship Smelly Prize. Holla at your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. 347-237-5125. You already know how we do this internet networking thing, man. Yeah, it's your boy DJ Smell So Good calling the Dre D Show, you know what I'm saying? Check them out, MaximumRealityRadio.com. And call me back, homie, 347-237-5125. You know I'm live to 2 p.m. Peace out. All right. Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all know I'm finna do one more thing. One more thing. Here we go. Y'all low. Shout out my nigga Goofy Boo. I see her come up and shout out to Miss Treese. I see her came up in here early before the show even started. I guess she had to take a shit and she'll be back. Y'all already know what we're going to do, man, for the start this thing off, you know. Brighten up your Monday a little bit. Let me make a quick call real quick. Y'all hold on.
Isn't picking up right now, and there are no new messages for you, but there are a ton of other people you can talk to right now. Press 1 to listen to messages and leave a reply, or press 2 to hang out with the other and make a selection. You're about to join a room.
Two, motherfucker, two!
People. To change rooms and talk to new people, press pound at any time.
What up, boy? Huh?
Find a life.
Shut up, bitch. Huh? Hey, can I call you?
That's a bitch, bitch.
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's sounds like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Your mama sound like she sucked dick. Your grandma sound like she sucked ass. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
All right, yeah, I'm thinking about now you're so bitch. I'm thinking about football.
You suck too much dick, bitch. That's why you're talking too much.
Oh, man.
What?
Boo! I mean, bitch, I'll make them say, ah, what?
I'm
shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You fat, you motherfuckers.
I like to let all yours know you're alive on the radio. Continue with the conversation.
Yay!
Yeah, man, y'all already know this boy DJ Smells So Good. I'm going room to room checking out these crazy ass
DJ.
Yeah, they live on the motherfucking radio, man. Yeah, y'all live on the radio, man.
DJ, hey, what it is, man? DJ.
hey, check this out, man. Y'all live on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? You on the Starship Smelly Prize with your boy DJ Smell So Good out of Tampa, Florida. And, you know, I'm just up in here going room to room saying what's up to you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up.
You sound sexy, DJ.
What'd you say, baby?
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Go back to the pool. Shut up.
Oh, man, this is crazy. Going down live, man. We do this each and every Monday, man. We're going to start this out Monday, Madhouse Mondays. We're just going to call these motherfucking chat lines, man, and see what the fuck is going on with people around here. You know?
Hello, bitch.
This is what? Ooh. I got a little something I'm going to play for y'all real quick, man. Y'all hold on just a second, man. Y'all, man. Anybody looking for a car out there? Oh, man, shout out to Goofy Bone, San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Play my jam for you, motherfucker, man. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Damn right. Goofy Bone! You live up in the building, man. You already know how we do this new shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
We're
going to jump in room to room and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear the story, Smelly?
Hello? Oh, wait. Let me beam up Treats real quick. Hold on a second. Let me beam up Treats. Hold on. Treats, I see you, girl. Hold on 1 second. Let me beam you up real quick. Motherfucker. Trees up in this bitch. She get the early goddamn listener award for being in this bitch 2 minutes early in this shit. Oh, man. Hey, man, y'all check me out. We on the radio right now. Y'all can call in 347-237-5125. You want to be on the real radio show. And this is what you hearing from Shizzy, my nizzy. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, man, what's happening in California, homie? What it do?
Oh, man, you know what's up, man? I got to get back on my grind. My back tires on the Charger blew out on me. I made a detour into the cops were doing a high-speed chase, and then the guy came out on in the streets and shit. And then I made my little detours, and I guess they had a little setup, so I blew my back tires up. So I got to go get some new tires right now.
Charger tires is not cheap, people. Them bitches is not cheap.
No. $185 per tire.
Nah, damn. Nigga, what you riding on, Pirellis?
No, I think they're called Falcons or some shit like that.
Hello?
Damn. All right. Well, hey, Treece, what's up, baby? What it do? Don't do in Texas. I got Austin up in this motherfucker. What's happening?
What's happening, people? Hey, how you doing?
Radio show, man.
Oh, man, you know, I'm in somebody motherfucking chat room. I'm just, you know, making my show. They shit, goddammit. You know how we do.
Where they go?
You know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck you, nigga. You probably hate my nigga.
What they do? What's happening? I ain't hear what you say,
homie? Live on the radio. This is the Starship Smelly Pride live on Block Talk Radio. With your host?
You probably hate my nigga. You might smell my nigga.
That's so good.
Man, let me let these motherfuckers know, man. Six figures.
Get up, my nigga. What's poppin'?
What's happening? This your boy Steel Niggas rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner.
Hello.
Six
figures. Shut the fuck up, my nigga. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Nigga, you
get it. You don't fucking know me. Oh,
yeah,
keep
your
brain
it.
In the street.
Excuse me, y'all. The weed got
that's who we on, the tank chat party line?
Yeah, man. Let me throw one of these faggot-ass niggas out the window real quick.
All right, shout out to all the little tiny chat faggots out there that don't know that we live on the radio.
Screaming.
Hey, listen, yeah. Motherfuckers, give you a shout-out. Give you a shout-out to your mom, your pop, your fucking... Your dog named Boo News and everything like that.
Make my nuts
set. And some of y'all out there with your babysitters and shit. Bitch ass niggas sounding like motherfucking
Well, bitch, you can't find a hell of a way to do that shit, my nigga. You so gay, you want to look like a faggot ass bitch.
I ain't hear what you say, homie. What'd you say? Okay, that's what I was talking about. Goofy Boss, so what to do today, man? You know what I'm saying? We hanging out. We doing the live chat room shit, you know what I'm saying?
On the gay radio
all the way around the world, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man,
this is not Pink FM that you listen to, homie. You know what I'm saying? This is regular game radio, not Pink FM. You need to turn your motherfucking dial to another dial, homie. This is real nigga radio right here. Sorry. But, you know, if I could, I would hang up on your bitch ass, because I hang up on bitch ass niggas and whole ass niggas. But, you know, with you, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to go ahead and let you stick around.
Hey,
you know
nigga,
what I'm
you
saying?
Look like you got cancer.
Yo, hey, nigga, you one of them motherfuckers, man.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker.
You one of them motherfuckers, yeah. You get fired on your day off and shit. You want a mother get fired on your day off.
this little nigga had a nervous thing.
You want a motherfucker get fired on his day off and shit. You get fired for stealing boxes and shit out the break room. You know, motherfucker, please.
Ain't
you supposed to be in elementary school? Elementary school, do I let out this early?
Dudes on the radio show are covering up their nose from your
brother. I bet your dick is litter. That's why you're on the tiny chat room chat line talking shit, huh?
Hell no.
My little dick. You bitch. We'll call you
hey,
little dick.
This is Tiny Chat Gangsters Monday. Live on the Starship Celebration. Hey, shout out all my TCGs out there, all my tiny chat gangsters. Hell no, we got tiny chat gangsters and shit.
Say now.
Oh yeah. My say now gangsters. My bad. All my say now gangsters. Hey, if y'all want to call in and harass my radio show, yeah, man, y'all can be on a real radio show. We on 347-237-5125. Call in live, talk to the world. It's going down. But I'm going to get into some music, man, because, you know, that's how we do here. And since I got some pussy niggas talking in the background, this is a song we made for all some milk gay walking ass people. Walk and flock these, motherfucker. Walk and flock these. How about that? But walk and flock, I like that nigga though. I ain't got no walk and flock though. We only play independent music here. So I'm gonna do that. But if anybody out there spit, you know what I'm saying, do any kind of rapping or anything, you wanna get your shit on the radio, you know what I'm saying? And I do record the BMI, so you do get paid for your shit. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up with your info. Send it to smellybtrlive.com. You know what I'm saying? And I have you up on that motherfucker, man. What's going now? It's real shit. Yeah, what's happening? Oh, y'all, I gotta beam somebody up in there, man.
I'm at Cap Rock. Where you at?
Man, I'm up in Tampa, Florida, 813. What it do? Killsburg County.
I'm in Florida too. What's up?
Yeah, you already know. Hillsborough County. What it do? Yo, hold on, man. I
say Orange County.
Okay, what shit, nigga? We grow oranges too, motherfucker. Shit. All right. This is Florida. Welcome to Florida. Shit. Because
Orange County, Dade County.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hillsborough County, all the counties. Goddamn it, worldwide in this bitch. Ashwood, my nigga, what's happening?
What's happening?
Oh, man, we wilding out, man. This is a what up with the weekend Monday, man. Yo, yeah, Krute, my brother. Kui, my dog. Kui, my dog, my brother. Hey, for all my uneducated people, I'm sorry. We speak African in different languages. So we just said hello and good afternoon for all you non, you know what I'm saying, speaking motherfuckers out there, you know.
What's
going down? Yeah, that's real. What's happening, Ashwood? What it do?
Hello. Same old man, new day, new day. Y'all check me out at Ashwood.com.
Hello.
All right, yeah, hit my nigga Ashwood up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Man,
working
y'all motherfuckers talking
video.
On this old shit.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, yeah, how that's coming.
God, dude, you out.
Yeah, y'all laughing at the motherfucker for a couple more minutes. Y'all laughing for a couple more minutes till we get the fuck out of here. Basically, then we're going to continue the show on. You know what I'm
saying?
What
we got in the building, Smelly?
Hello? Huh?
What we got in the building?
Oh, shit, we got a bunch of motherfuckers in the background. You know, I'm on this SayNow.com shit, little chat room shit, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know who the fuck all up there, but I got Texas on the line, but you know, Miss Treece.
Shout out to Texas.
Yeah, Miss Treece up in the building. She holding down. Goofy Bones.
Hey, shout out to Virginia, my nigga. Virginia.
Yeah. No, we ain't on Tiny Chat. Oh, shout out to Miss Computer Lady. She just come up in. She talking some Ashwood.
Shout out to Miss Computer Lady. What's up?
Ohio in the building, so we got all the states representing. Y'all already know how we do, man. Let me put a little something on in the background, because, you know, this is always our hatering songs, you know what I'm saying? Which one? Oh, no, I got something for you haters out there. That's why I want to go ahead and play something for you haters, man. Got a little hater song. Yeah, I got a little hater song for all you haters out there, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. Y'all don't like it? Bitch, go to another chat room. This is a motherfucking Record Game takeover. You live on Record Game Radio. The Starship Smell of Pride.
Haters everywhere we go.
I'm motherfucking sang along. Give a fuck. We live,
goddammit. Haters everywhere we go. Where we go.
Smoking on a pound. Breaking the game radio, WDGE, baby. Whenever you face them, that's what you call microphone gangsters. Yeah, I got a mokin' dope. Yeah, I'm raw, you know my flow. Actin' extra hard like up by Agra. Talking that noise on all them songs. Oh, ruin the room, people. Those niggas sell and these niggas sell.
It really don't matter because they all just close. Who playing the music?
These. They ain't trying to get involved with the law. No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo,
I can't hear you. What's that?
The music there.
That's not me.
Cut your music up.
Hello?
Yeah. Trying to do it.
Huh?
Talk up.
Hello?
Yeah, man. Turn it down. Talk up, bitch.
Hello?
We in the building. We live.
Y'all already know. We on the radio, goddamn. Economical
pressure.
All right,
you speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Goddamn right. I want to hear all that shit. Y'all bitches can talk now, goddammit. Shit. Y'all already know how we do, man. This motherfucking DJ smells so good. You live on the Record of Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Going room to room, just talking to motherfuckers, seeing what the hell is going on around the world. And I mean the world. What it do?
Hello?
Hello?
What is this?
God damn, I just gave you the whole commercial. Shit. Nigga just ran a whole commercial and shit. I'll tell you what, I got something for you. Yeah, somebody else talk for me and shit.
Hello?
Too much motherfucking talking. What's up, girl?
Good. Good.
You pretty good up there, girl.
The juice.
Huh? The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, well, yeah. She blacker than the motherfucker, too.
Hey, girl, I got one question.
I'm disturbing you, but
okay,
I saw you from
question?
Across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something.
What?
You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good.
What the fuck is it?
I want to be friends with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's going down. Look at my shit out, man. Motherfucker's like, what the hell? I'm gonna fell into the goddamn time warp or something. Yes, you have. You are definitely in a time warp right now. Let me see. What I want to play here, man.
Hello.
Hold on, woman. You on the radio? I got to play something for y'all real quick. Hold on. Let y'all know what time it is, man. Uh-oh, somebody jamming. Don't let we gonna have a battle. Oh, we what was it, a battle? Uh-oh. It's time for a battle. Oh, y'all already know what time it is, bitch.
Yes, sir.
For a battle. Oh.
Your DJ.
It's time for music, bitches. This is our Hate It or Love It radio, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all hit us up, man. blogtalkradio.com/BTR. Live on the radio.
Yeah, that's real music, man.
nigga. Fuck Boosie.
That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
I'm not a work with that pirate, nigga. Fuck you too.
That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Money. Steam, in a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, lean, lean. Little homie, I got it locked. Have the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Like sell. I can't get something like four for nothing. I got to open up my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, my soul. Give me your ears. I got them all sick cause my name buzzin'. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming, I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Ladies spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You like the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in. I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in. Light the incense in the house. You had the baking soda. Then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
Yeah, that nigga was smoking on the motherfucking little pooper. Nigga was me. Nigga don't know nothing about no real pooper. Yeah. You already know, man. Almost back. Yeah. Blazing my Uncle F real quick.
Relationship, ideas, reason to write this song. True lasting happiness, recognize the thought. Thinking, enjoy the circumstances. God is the plan. Now it's in my hand, making decisions with the right hand, making decisions with the left hand. Now I'm fine, not like refined. Now it's the blessing within. Assemble your thoughts, destroy the devil. The fruit, gain wisdom, speak wisdom like a philosopher. Study, gain more faith, and destroy the hate. Like I'm like a baby. Women in the lake, stand up, yo man up, don't
slow down,
push and give
down, slow
up.
Down, slow
guess
down,
what
slow down, down, slow down, slow down.
Posing me, posing me. Picture me, just to grab attention. Did I mention the nation will see my ass? The greatest, the baddest, Mr. Handsome. I have God on my side, purpose and theme. You know what I do, you know what I mean. Moral benefits, the wisdom upon the heart to understand. Find my hand, right to left, dribbling like if my name is Odyssey to benefit a woman. Pay attention and gain wisdom from Uncle F and pass the test. Because guess what? This nigga's up next. I'm flexing from 9 to 5. Do
overtime like I'm getting paid.
That's Uncle F right there, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Uncle F. We got DJ Uncle F going to be coming up on the interview in the next couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of artists he's going to be sending his way. And, what it does, hanging out, that was just, we were hanging out a little earlier, you know what I'm saying, on saynow.com, and about a old fake free phone number to use, you know what I'm saying, instead of giving out your phone number. It, you know, shoot him a dream number. It worked, though. It's a real number. You know what I'm saying? It, you can forward it to your phone and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, real big, man. That's it. It's a rainy day in Florida. It's cooler than a bitch. We got an event tonight, man. We got a show tonight at 57 West. You know what I'm saying? Smells good. Ashwood, MB Promotions, John New. Von and Von Shay, DJ Dow Wong.
Hello.
Two-man army, the official two-man army. Vision. I mean, we're going to have like a million people taking over Orlando, going down to Orlando, Florida. And we got the smoke out car and the party bus. You know, going down. Two different ways, man. Two different parties going down, all the way down to Tampa style, representing. And, that's how we gonna do. I'll probably end up falling behind the party bus. You know what I'm saying? We can just, you know, cruise on with them. You know, as fast as they go, as fast as we go. We ain't in no hurry. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about the club we going to is that I ain't never heard, but it's a smoke-free club. Meaning you can't smoke a cigarette, have a tab of Black & Miles. You can't light a match in that motherfucker unless you light some candles. And you better not be bringing your own. So, yeah, we stepping the game up, going to a little upper scale type club, a little something just to put a couple of little clothes on for, you know what I'm saying, a little razzle dazzle, you know, nothing too special. And going to network, see a couple of people performing and everything. Shouts out to HelpTheChildren.com, popping up off of here, see the guests chilling. Yeah, y'all go and check that out. You know what I'm saying? Help the children. I ain't got no Michael Jackson or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Heal the world. Make it. You know, I ain't got all that. But go to helpthechildren.com, man, and you already know by the title, you know, what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do here. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget in a couple more minutes, man, about 30 minutes to the nutty news. Top of the hour. We got another news from around the world coming to you live, you know what I'm saying? And, Ashwell, what projects you got coming up, bro?
Right now, No Sleep Films 2 coming out. Probably later on today, man, I'm going to post up two more indie videos on YouTube. Just working on some indie videos right now. Oh. Yeah, make sure y'all check me out, YouTube me.
Yeah, just, you can YouTube Ashwood at youtube.com/Ashwood, A-S-H-W-0-0-D. It's not the old 0-0-D, you know what I'm saying? Or check me out at www.youtube.com/DJ Smells So Good. And I got about 60 videos so far, you know what I'm saying, up on that motherfucker. I got a couple more, just a couple more. I just got a couple more to be putting up there, you know what I'm saying? But then the main videos, you can check it out on livestream.com/WDGE radio. And that's actually playing live right now. So if you want to sit back and watch like a BET type style, you know what I'm saying, featuring your boy Smells So Good. Got all kind of artists, Ashwood Live, Goofy Bone, Red Shade. Who all sent me videos? Noxy Tie Off in there. I got F1 Diamond, Big Cheese. I mean, I got a whole bunch of videos on there, man. More to come. Make sure you send all your videos, you know what I'm saying, any music videos for the show to WDGE Radio TV and at live.com, you know what I'm saying, and I'll go ahead and make sure I get any and all the videos on. So something new we're doing here, you know what I'm saying. And don't forget, all artists, I will be doing a clean house on the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah, I'm cleaning up. I'm taking all the music off. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon, wiping all the music off. And it's going to be, I dropped the link. Hold on 1 second. The SayNow.com if you want the free phone number. Okay, here we go. Bam, bam. There you go. SayNow.com or I don't know if you're talking about the YouTube. You're looking for the YouTube, A-H-Ashwood. Put the one back to that. There you go. There you go. Shouts out to Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying, up in this mug. Shouts out to Patriot Greg with some nice views, man. I'm feeling Patriot Greg, you know what I'm saying? You know, he going down, man. We had a good discussion on Online Think Tank, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ask me, you already know. Just like churches, I knock every single one of them motherfuckers down and get y'all punk asses into one motherfucking church. I do the same thing for the goddamn government. Get y'all punk ass out. Get y'all ass out. Get the fuck up out of here. One big boot and come cleaning house. You motherfucking right. I'd fuck that. I'd go and get some fucking whiz kids and put their ass as the government. The whole government ran with motherfucking 6-year-olds with just goddamn brainiac minds. Fucking right. Because you old ass farts that's up in that motherfucker is doing what? Nothing. Who the hell called me on the bat line? Yeah, you called me on the... Who this is? Hello? Oh, motherfucking identity guard. Wow. I signed up for some free shit online and fucked up. Yeah, I signed up for some free stuff and did the wrong thing, but it's all good. Where we at? And check out my videos on YouTube. That's what I meant to say. You check out the Fisher Two Man Army. They doing their thing too. I got some new videos up there. Vonnie Marche, Vision, a couple people giving, you know, shout outs and all that. Also coming soon. You know, I need to turn you on to that too. iClips.com, because you can post your whole DVD online. You know what I'm saying? It's your own. It's like a MySpace, but it's for movies. You know what I'm saying? People who make movies. It's iClips. iKLIPZ.com. iClips.com. Anybody out there tired of YouTube, Daily Motion, all that 10-minute bullshit? If you're tired of that, iClips.com. It's free. You upload like 2 gigs movies, you know what I'm saying?
Spell it again, Smelly. Spell it one more time.
I K. I as in I, goddamn it. K as in kick. L as in fuck all that love shit, but love. I as in I shit. You already know. P as in Poonana. And Z as in zero.
Oh, okay.
That's how much it
cold. Okay, iKLIPZ.com?
iClips.com. Yeah, iClips.com.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
I know everybody out there. And the thing about it, you can do the same thing as YouTube. You can revise links and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So you can, you know what I'm saying, repost it on your sites and everything. But then you can post your whole movies and not no damn 10-minute clips.
10-minute clip. Fuck YouTube with that
10-minute
bullshit.
Yeah, with that old 10-minute bullshit. Everybody looking for ratings. You get ratings and everything else off this same site. Views, leave comments. You can set up, you know what I'm saying? No, hold on. My bad. www.iklipz.com. There you go. iClip. Yeah. And don't forget, man.
Tuesday. You put a C in there?
Huh? No.
You said
IC?
Oh, IK. Okay, I got it.
IKLIPZ. And don't forget, starting Tuesday. Tuesday, man, we starting French. You know what I'm saying? For the language learning, time to learn, learning language Tuesdays. It's going to be French all month long. So every Tuesday, we will be doing something Frenchy. You know what I'm saying? Up in
French.
This month. And remember, on Tuesdays.
Anything else, I'm gonna beat your ass like a runaway slave.
You know what I'm saying? Got a new song, man. Somebody sent to me. I'm gonna wait a little later before I play that. You know what I'm saying? Wait a little later. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, that's a good movie website, though. I use all that. And you can go to check me out. I'm on iClips.com/, I believe it's WDGE.
WDGE?
If you just type that in, I believe it's that. And then it'll show all the movie clips and stuff. I got Peacock on there. I got Bullwinkle. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got comedians and stuff on there. Got cover performers on there. I need to actually use it a lot heavier because I got so many videos that I need to get posted. But, you know, it's just grind time, man. It's grind time. It's time, people, to get on your grind. Get on your grind and sponsor your car by Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Because, hell, you can't tame it. All right, so what time are we going to get on the grind? So what we're going to do, all right, we're going to go get some waters, right? We're going to get 100 waters. We're going to hit the cone. We're going to sell the waters for $1 a piece. We're going to take down $100, and we're going to go and give another motherfucking bag of waters, and we're going to hit two corners. You on one corner, I'm on the other corner. Take them $200, and we're going to buy us a damn stack of CDs, and then we're going to take the stack of CDs, make $500, and we'll take that five, we're going to go get a damn car wrap, and then we go on to Georgia to keep remote. What's up, you ready? Oh. Nigga, you ain't listening? What's up? Hell going on around here. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Let me freshen up the joint.
It's not about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Bouche Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who would sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Bouche Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah. I use Brute by Fabergé myself, or splash a little Heineken on that to do it too. You know what I mean? You get all the real women that's attracted to you then. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Let's get to a little rapid fire real quick, y'all. Coming right back at you.
An open microphone can be dangerous.
Better watch out, the rapid fire right here live, starts to smell it prize. What up with your weekend?
Like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dime so much, I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick about fucking with this porn shit. Now we call him Human Torch because he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Keep more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius is back in it. Damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight, the night I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. People like the Grim Reaper better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fires friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words. I'm saying, can't build a dam to stop the flow. And that's why I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause poet isn't a title that's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XP, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporal lung where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, proud of the sun. Yo, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clips. My skills so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end. Yo, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets you swash and fight will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Can't go April to Tupac with the same gun. So it's a Farrakhan that Martin and Malcolm will kill with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run. Just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one mic, I'm notoriously B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't you pop me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain, stores where your thoughts can soar. And you might as well call me old school, cause like Big Daddy Kane, hot chicks got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation in a poor that's half man, half amazing. A prodigal title's been buck wild, so my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one, and by age six I had mother goose turning tricks. And I stole all the dudes from Dr. Seuss, cause them cat in the hat lyrics he was kicking while they was pussy like kitten. And that was just the beginning, cause by the time I hit my teenage years I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know. Cause see, slang is my first language. I only speak the king's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business. But other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack. If I think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that. See, a handgun is a gatter, handshake is some dap. But if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back. See, I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist. Cause I was labeled insane at a very early age, cause I was Dick and Jane before I even got to the first grade. See, my verbal DNA, see, I was born to be slick with this wordplay. So I'm a word hustler by nature. I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul. But I should've robbed them both and said fuck paying at all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun. But please don't get it twisted, cause my rap she still weighs a ton. Cause see, I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states. But verbally murdered the first 6 boys that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and pop it up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked. And I pop a poem and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops, cause they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest, play this game over like checkmate. And I love banging these similes like all can love tell me.
An open microphone can be dangerous, 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 dangerous.
Boy, that was some rapid fire right there, boy. That was some rapid fire, man. Y'all
don't forget to check out DJ Snuggle Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap to the show.
What to do? This cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do.
We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all.
Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
What to make you say? Oh, man, I love every time I hear that shit. All right, y'all, let me go ahead and beam my homie back up, man. You know what I'm saying? Pop a lock around here before we get into another song, man. You know. Hanging out in the hood, Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Happy Black History Month to you, my brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy Black History Month. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you forgot you were black. My bad.
You know what it was, Smelly? Why is Black History Month the shortest month of the year, man?
Oh, well, I mean, shit, this motherfucker, I'm black every day, so shit, it's my history every day. I don't know about no month.
They gave us the motherfucking leap year, man. What's up with that?
I really don't know why it's a month. I mean, what's really significant about, you know what I'm saying, February? Shit, Martin Luther King was in January. Abraham Lincoln in motherfucking February. Fuck Abraham Lincoln. Chop these cherry trees down. You know what I'm saying? That nigga like,
Avon calling.
What the fuck you want, bitch? Get your... Boy, you lucky I couldn't find my pistols. I done moved my pistols around because the kids, Timmy and everybody, kept getting, you know what I'm saying, to the pistols. But I still hit it one time. You know what I mean? Your ass out the way, boy. Get out the way. Damn, Timmy. Sorry about that, people. Yeah, Timmy getting in the way and everything. Let me get some little background music. Bam. There we go. Yeah, so I'm paying attention to what I'm doing right now. Trying to upload some videos, too, man. I got these videos on YouTube trying to help get them out of heavy rotation. Everybody keep asking for them. I just dropped the link on the bridge for everybody to click and check out. That's on YouTube. It's called Cameraman Gone Wild. That was filmed at motherfucking Club Sky at the goddamn 2010 A&R Music Awards, some shit like that. And this old big jolly green giant looking motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, taking pictures and shit, blocking all those motherfucking shots. Shows you just how much of a hoe ass nigga he really is. Mm. And you have to watch the video to find out more. Or go to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good and click on the first damn video right there, man. Because shit, I just uploaded that song, bitch. And it's their live. Cameraman Gone Wild at Club Sky, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Cameraman Gone All right. Wild.
Oh, okay. HelpTheChildren.com, having technical problems, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through, though. Online think tank, you know what I'm saying, dropping in there. Easy ride. You know, everybody from around the world. And I mean the world. But we ain't into the news. We ain't into the news. We ain't into the news yet. We just, you know, talking about some general conversations and stuff and stuff like that, you know. Who popping in the industry right now, man?
Drake.
Thank you, because nobody cares. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, let's say.
Oh, good answer.
fuck it, my industry. Like, oh, punk motherfucker gonna talk some goddamn Boosie. Nigga, fuck Boosie. That motherfucker. Niggas in this motherfucker trying to motherfucker make money. Y'all niggas want to motherfucker get some money and make trouble and shit. Still go to goddamn prison and stack up felonies and shit. The fuck is the shit is that about? Stay true, motherfucking craft, man. Stay true to your shit.
I ain't saying
you got to be no role model, no leader and shit, but damn, still be a leader to your craft, you know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't motherfucking gangster to keep motherfucking going to jail with money in your pocket. Nigga, how fucking stupid is that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn. You got $1 million in your pocket and you standing going motherfucking prison for doing the same shit that you was doing in the hood before you got your goddamn millions and shit, when you had a couple of thousands, you know, a couple of 10,000s. Shit. Yeah, sometimes you got to change your mind thinking, you know what I'm saying? And a couple of million, yeah, that'll do it for me. I'm pretty sure. I'd be in another motherfucking country some goddamn well. You know? But I'm going. Anyways. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady for hooking me up, Michelle K. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on her to confirm the time right now. We're going to have Michelle K. We got DJ Uncle F. He got like 3 artists under his belt he need interviews and everything. So it's going to be a major move, man. And when I wipe the board clean, I'm wiping the board clean.
I'm
keep a couple of songs up here, but, you know, I'm wiping the board clean. $20, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, everybody's talking these BMI spins and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Going down,
yeah.
You know. PayPal it, email it, get in contact with me, let me know. And that's how we do. Only a select few are grandfathered in, you know. You know, a couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying, will definitely already stay up on the countdown, you know what I'm saying? They all the hits that made this radio station what it is, you know what I'm saying? And that is definitely what it is, man, because, you know, let anybody tell it, you know, Regular Game Entertainment, Regular Game Radio, really turned this whole network into what it is today, and that's radio station, you know what I'm saying? That's how these motherfuckers are advertising the shit now, not talk radio, actual radio station, and we the pioneers for that, myself, Goofy Bone, Seti J, you know what I'm saying, Baby Powder Fresh Day, the Trial Hour Commission, because once we hooked up and really, you know what I'm saying, linked up on the arm and took this thing from Cali to Texas to Florida, and then everybody linked up in between, that's when all this shit really popped off as the independent radio stations. And, you know, so I'm giving us recognition for that. And this is one of the motherfucker songs that goddamn popped it all off right here.
Just to see what's up.
Yeah.
Coming right back with another news of the day, goddammit.
Nutty news.
Yeah.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frowning, put on a smile. Let me see them cheeks like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the shine like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Crushed to death, all day is a mud. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the level bottles hug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you if you're down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Get to see what's up. Get to see what's up.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kiss with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil,
yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charges to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. Walking in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
Looking so hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this long, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
It's time for another news of the day. It's time for another news of the day. Y'all already know, man. Another news of the day is sponsored in part by anothernewsoftheday.com. We bring you all the wildest, weirdest, craziest, awesome news from around the world. And I do mean the world. Let me beam my homeboy back up. And if you're a new listener, which is kind of strange if I got new listeners, you know what I'm saying? Seems like everybody's been here forever. But, yeah, this is the Starship Smelly Prize, man, where we beam motherfuckers up in here. You know what I'm saying? There's no just calling my show. You have to hail my shit. And then you get beamed up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We do this 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every day, Monday through Friday. And, you know. That's what time it is, man. Let me give a shout-out to all my homies out there, you know what I'm saying, in La La Land, you know. And if you want to come, To the ship.
Leave me aboard. Energize. Energize.
That's all you got to say, and that's what I have. You know what I'm saying? It's going down live, man. And let me go ahead and cue some things up, man. You got some news, brother? You got any nutty news of yourself, man? You got any nutty news
nutty.
To report? You got any nutty news to report? You know what I'm saying? Around the hood, anything?
Shit. We on that economical pressure.
Yeah, that's
only
that
thing nutty,
nutty
news. The economical news of the day.
that is nutty. All right, check this out, y'all. Let's go on ahead and take this thing on around the world. And I mean the world.
The world.
Take it around the world in less than about 30 minutes, less than 20 minutes, really. All right, we start this thing off in Buster Land, because this is where motherfucking the whole ass nigga network claimed they motherfucking went and chilled out and had a motherfucking half a bedroom suite. Yeah, and took pictures of that bullshit with 800 damn people in a half a motherfucking bedroom with no bathroom and shit, with a porta potty sitting outside. Fuck you niggas, man. Oh, anyways, I'm talking about Memphis, Tennessee, because it was in Clarksville, though, so oops. My bad, Memphis. Dozens of Greyhound bus passengers were stranded in downtown Memphis Sunday afternoon, waiting to get back on the road. Bus passengers who had been stranded when a winter storm hit the Mid-South Friday began to get frustrated by Sunday afternoon. Yeah, the gray dog. They're not Greyhound now. They got the gray dog. And shout out to gray dog bus lines. All right, y'all. Hopefully this ain't no joke. We in Haiti.
Yeah.
We're a Haiti voodoo high priest. Says aid monopolized by Christians. Yeah. Believe that without all that old fucking bullshit they keep sending in there talking about some motherfucking audio Bibles and all that old bullshit, man. Y'all get the fuck out of there with that fuck shit, man. Max Boulevard, Haiti's supreme master of voodoo, alleged his faith's opponents had deliberately prevented much-needed help from reaching followers of the religion, which blends the traditional beliefs of West African slaves with Roman Catholicism. The evangelicals are in control, and they take everything for themselves. I believe that. We get the live report. That was a live report from Haiti, goddammit. The first day of February, right here live. Y'all heard it. My bad. Yeah, man. You already know. Everybody want to claim this religion, that religion, old school hip hop or whatever. You better just believe in one thing, man. There's a creator that created us all. And he ain't creating no name. He just created. That was called creation. Ain't no names to nothing. Ain't no such thing as no Baptist, no Jewish, no Catholicism. Either-ism, either-ism, nothing-ism. Because before that was no such thing as a language.
Yep.
So everything else under that sun is man-made. And it's made to keep you either under control or in a destructive path or just in a worrisome state. Me, I don't give a fuck about none of it. Knock all the churches down, put their punk asses up in one church. I guess that's my thinking. You know, hey, everybody ain't got them type of views. You know what I'm saying? But you know me. I'm like what my dog say. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Yeah, because we going to New York, goddammit. Where a teacher collects $100,000 salary for doing nothing.
Damn.
Yeah, a Queens teacher who collects $100,000 salary for doing nothing spends time in the Department of Education rubber room working on his law practice and managing 12 real estate properties worth an estimated $7.8 million, the Post found. Alan Rosenfeld hasn't set foot in a classroom for nearly a decade. And this motherfucker making $100,000 a year. Ain't that a bit? Rubber rooms. You know the rubber rooms is. That's some fake rooms, or I guess that they made up for teachers and shit to go in. Man, the fuck, yeah. Yeah. Let's go over here to Massachusetts, man. We in Lowell, something like that. Where a trucker says Wendy's chili caused the crash. Yeah. The hell are you talking about? Police say a lumber truck crashed into a Massachusetts home after the driver was knocked unconscious when he choked on chili from Wendy. Motherfucker, ain't nobody tell you to eat and drive. Lowell police say Eric Dumbass Grimm reported that he choked on the chili when the truck hit a bump, causing him to pass out. Now, you in a big-ass motherfucker semi-truck, and you telling me you hit a bump to the point where you could feel that shit and spill your goddamn, man, come the fuck on. I'll buy that for a dollar. That's what I do. We in South Africa, man, where the president fathers his what? 20th child. And guess with who? His friend's daughter. Motherfucker off the chain. He fucking everything, boy. Man. South African president Jacob Zuma is reported to have fathered a 20th child with the daughter of a friend. Mr. Zuma, 67, is a proud Zulu traditionalist, and as well as his polygamy, he married his third current wife and fifth overall, Thobeka Madiba, earlier this month. He has had a number of children out of wedlock. And we're wondering why there's a spread of AIDS. Right. Your motherfucking president can't even keep his goddamn dick motherfucking covered, but you motherfucking gonna sit up here and say it's a problem. Starting at the head. Goddamn it, the head is fucked up. Man, that's some crazy shit there. That's some crazy. That's all I can say,
fuck
people.
Off. He's an asshole.
You know, I mean, cause that's some crazy shit. That's silly, you know. For real. That's silly, man. Shout out to everybody out there, you know, riding with the Regular Game Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me hit something real quick for y'all. My name.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about?
Who?
Got that good old candy for you. Sleeping jail on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock straightforward regardless. That's my life. Straightforward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Get
my old African music in the background. Uh-oh. My puka. Mwawa. We in Massachusetts again, man. Cable modem seller faces up to 40 years in prison. Damn. For stealing cable? Oh. Matthew DeLory of Massachusetts has been arrested this week, accused of selling hacked Comcast cable modems that would allow buyers to have free internet access. Whoa. Damn, I wish I could have got one of them bombs. But I already got it. It's called Wi-Fi. Yeah, DeLory has also been charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of wire fraud, each of which has a maximum sentence of 20 years and a fine of $250,000. Damn. 40 years for bootlegging internet. Ain't that a bit when damn Wi-Fi is free. Ain't that a bitch? Y'all already know, people. He gets an award real quick. I'm sorry. I'll take a moment out and give him his award. Where's his award, damn it? Y'all enjoy the African sounds of the African. This is his award.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Pretty much, people. Pretty much.
Stupid motherfucker.
Yeah. If you did that dumb shit, you have got to be, you know. All right, people. Back to the African music. Let's go. And, yeah, the African. Let's go over here to Kuala Lumpur. All the way in Malaysia, y'all. Told you we'd be around the world. We'd be around the world. Where lovers are told to pay fine of 4 buffaloes and a pig. Okay, only in Malaysia, people. Only in Malaysia. A news report says a Malaysian court has ordered 2 lovers to pay a fine of 4 buffaloes and a pig after they were found guilty of having an illicit affair. Yeah, the Star newspaper says the native court in Penampang district on Borneo Island ruled Friday that the man and woman must compensate their communities with the animal valued at about 6,000 ringgit or $1,800 for the trip. Damn.
What right there?
$1,800 and you can have you 4 buffaloes and a pig. Damn, I might have to go to motherfucking Malaysia and go and stock up. Shit, get my ball on.
Stock up?
I mean?
For real?
Yeah, you know how much meat that is?
That's a lot of meat.
I don't fuck with the poke, though. I don't fuck with the poke. All right, dog, you know I'm fucking with you. You know I'm fucking with you. Let's go to the UN. More embarrassment for panel on climate change. Yes. The United Nations Expert Panel on Climate Change based claims about ice disappearing from the world's mountaintops on a student's dissertation in an article in a mountaineering magazine. Yes, the revelation will cause fresh embarrassment for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or the IPCC, which had to issue a humiliating apology earlier this month over inaccurate statements about global warming and the reason they're getting paid all that fucking money. Sit y'all punk ass there reporting some motherfucking bullshit. Where my motherfucking guns at? Hold on, people. I'm sorry. What the fuck going on? You
pull the heat out.
I gotta pull the heat on these motherfuckers, man. Punk ass motherfuckers. Y'all get the heat. Y'all don't even get the others, man. Y'all get 2 shots. Motherfucker. Fuck that. Hit the ass again. Shit. Punk ass.
1 shot kill.
Shit. Go ahead, tell them, man. Tell them what time it is. Well, I guess we got dudes on 1 shot kill then. Yeah.
1 shot kill.
Let's go ahead and get this next nutty news. Shots out of Crime City Records in the background, you know what I'm saying? We're going to give all the most dumbass motherfuckers doing shit like that on the goddamn United Nations. What the hell ever, man? All right, y'all. Let's go over here to Seattle, Washington. Yeah, where David Copperfield's accuser is arrested for prostitution. Who the hell is that? The Washington State woman who claims she was raped by illusionist David Copperfield has been arrested on prostitution charges. That'll help him out. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle recently announced it would not pursue a criminal case against Copperfield. Yeah, exactly. After Lacey L. Carroll, a 23-year-old waitress and, yeah, right, aspiring model, said the entertainer sexually assaulted her in the Bahamas in 2007. Bet she was trying to get some hate. And he made the money disappear on you. I know, I seen the cash. He just made it disappear. I'm going to put it in your pocket. This is $100,000. I felt it. It was $100,000. When I got home, it wasn't there. Bitch, because he put an illusion in your motherfucking ass. Gave you the real dick, though. Okay, sorry, people. Sorry. Who owns who that? Yeah, we're in Louisiana, where the message of Louisiana Senator David Bitter is, who owns who that? He is teaming up with local T-shirt makers to tackle the NFL over the ownership rights of who that? The traditional cheer of New Orleans Saints fans. The NFL is demanding that merchants stop selling who that shirts, hitting them with cease and desist letters. What the fuck? Y'all got that shit from niggas. We ain't getting no motherfucking compensation. We ain't getting damn motherfucking dollar off no motherfucking shirt. Y'all wasn't saying no motherfucking that. The fuck you talking about? And that being said, who that? Yeah, okay, T-H-A-T, but no, not who that. You just motherfucker wasn't talking about no D-A-T. What the fuck? You can't even say that now, the motherfucker know what the hell you be talking about. Who that? Motherfucker, please, sue these broke bitches. Anyways, man, we got to go back to Port-au-Prince. Unfortunately, we back in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Giving shouts out once again to Goofy Bo, representing San Jose, California. Straight low rock.
Cali.
And Miss I almost said Miss California. Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? Representing Ohio. Y'all already know what's going on. We in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, man. Where 10 church members try to take kids from Haiti. You better watch them. Yeah, Haitian police detained 10 Americans on Saturday on suspicion of trying to take children out of the country without proper papers amid the chaos following the January 12th earthquake. The Americans were taken into custody with about 33 children while trying to reach the Dominican Republic. Fucking right. I know where the fuck y'all is. Oh, they're snatching up black kids and shit. You see that shit? Y'all see that shit now? Motherfuckers ain't flying over there to give no motherfucking aid. They over there for kidnapping. That's kid fucking napping.
Uh-huh.
You cannot take nobody kids away from their motherfucking family. Bitch, that's what they did in the goddamn Willie Lynch letter 1712. But that's the chaos going on in Haiti, man. Shout out to motherfucking Wyclef for doing all he is doing, you know what I'm saying? To the radio stations
that
out there that are supporting the movement, Michael Bays and Tom Jordan, and, you know what I'm saying, the whole local radio station down here. You know, everybody out there who's supporting them, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do. Well, last but not least, man, let me go ahead and cue this thing up. I believe it's, oh, well, I forgot. Hold on. This ain't going to be it. Because y'all already know what I got. Money on my mind. Yeah, we in New York.
And where?
A thief steals a motherfucking patrol car loaded with a shotgun. Most of them do, or used to. Used to carry the damn shotgun right there in the middle, in the front. You don't see that in too many police cars no more, though.
Oh, the pump in the front?
Yeah.
Oh, they got that in the trunk. They popped
yeah,
that
I'm
trunk,
just saying they don't. Yeah, they don't took them out the front though. They don't took them out the front. Yeah, a brazen car thief stole a NYPD highway patrol vehicle with a loaded shotgun inside this morning, and drove it all the way to LaGuardia Airport after a cop left it idling and unmanned while he got breakfast.
Why he got breakfast?
Witnesses said the red-faced officer was only in the diner for 2 minutes. Yeah, right. When he ran out in a panic. Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Crazy,
right?
You got to be brave doing some shit like that. Well, it gets a little misery because we're in Jefferson City, Missouri. In Missouri, that is. Where grandma gives a one-year-old blood thinners. What is going on with you? A Missouri woman is accused of drugging her one-year-old granddaughter, hoping that the child's divorcing parents would get back together if they had a sick child. Yeah, police allege that 41-year-old Terry Chilton fed her granddaughter blood thinner, causing the girl to bleed uncontrollably from her mouth, nose, and two minor scratches. Bitch, I will kick your motherfucking ass. Grandma would have had an ass whoop. I would have had to find another grandma, you know, on the same level, and whoop her motherfucking ass. I'm too young. Yeah. All right, back in the fucking dumbass UK, where these motherfuckers make the fucking worthless studies spend the most money on bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah. Happy dogs wag their tails to the left. Did anybody care about that? I guess they did. Everyone knows if a dog's ears are up and its tail is wagging vigorously, it is definitely pleased to see you. Now, animal psychologists, wasting too much motherfucking money using a robot, have found that the way dogs use their tails is more suitable than when we thought, and that dogs that wag them to the left may be more friendly. Yeah, so anytime you're in a dog and he's about to tear your ass up, look at his tail to see if that motherfucker is wagging to the left.
Shit, I ain't going to lick my ass
up. Like, hold on, stand still, dog. Stand still, let me see the left. Is he to the left? The hell going on, man? All right, we're going to go ahead. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? She talking about she been saying who that for years, about 4 years now. You know what I mean? I don't know who that is. We always been who that. Motherfucking Master P came out. Man, he been a suit in. Who that, 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 wanna get up in my. I'm about to change. Come on now. What? Oh, man, I'm finna contact these motherfuckers. I need royalty rights just for remembering that shit. Fuck that shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's go over here where the ex-mother-in-law kills preschool teacher.
Damn. I was a few years ago. I remember that.
What, the ex-mother-in-law killing the preschool teacher? Nigga, that just happened. Oh, I'm just fucking. We in Salt Lake City, Utah, y'all. Where a 70-year-old woman shot and killed her former daughter-in-law in the parking lot of the preschool where the young teacher worked. Yeah. Mary Nance Hansen is accused of firing multiple shots into the car of Tetiana Nikatina. Yeah. 34, as she prepared to leave Friday from the Salt Lake Community Action Program Head Start School. God damn, long-ass name. What kind of shit is that? We're just going to call it Slapheads for short. Salt Lake Community Action Program. Hell no. Slack cap. I don't know. Fuck. But she's going to go away. Okay, people. Back in the UK.
Yeah. Back to the UK again?
Man. Godfather used Facebook to run empire from jail. Yeah, one of Britain's most dangerous gangsters has been using Facebook to threaten and intimidate his enemies from a maximum security prison. Yeah, Colin Gunn, an underworld godfather who ordered the execution of two grandparents, has been able to correspond freely with up to 565 friends on the social networking site for the past 2 months. And you wonder where your motherfucking, well, that ain't our taxpayers' money. That's the goddamn, y'all some nutty motherfuckers, man. Y'all get these bitches computers, man, to get online and get on fucking Facebook and MySpace. So the pedophiles can just get online from inside, but they locked up. But still practice your pedophilic ways. Still practice your hacker ways. Man, what the fuck is y'all coming to? All right, y'all. Let's go on over here to Salisbury, Connecticut. Salisbury. That sounds good. Go throw me Salisbury steak here. Where actor Rip Torn is arrested. Man, if y'all see this cracker, he looking crazier than a motherfucker. Yeah. Actor Elmore Rip Torn has been arrested for breaking into a Salisbury bank and carrying a firearm while intoxicated. Yeah, Connecticut State Police said the 78-year-old Salisbury resident was arrested Friday night after police found him inside the Litchfield Bank Corp with a loaded revolver. How the hell did he get inside the motherfucker if the bank was closed? Intoxicated. Right. Well, we're going to California. Shouts out to San Jose, but no, we're in San Diego. Yeah. San Diego is set to sell police horses. Anybody looking, Miss Computer Lady, you out there looking to get a horse? Ride around on good trained police horses, selling them. Yeah. The police horses that patrol San Diego's Balboa Park are being sold at an online auction. Horse Bay. I'm just bullshit. The police department has ended its horse unit, which was organized in 1983 as a money-saving measure. The officers have been transferred to other duties, and the park is now unsafe. I mean, and their mount in the tack are being sold. A third of the city's police dogs are also being neutered. I mean, laid off. Right. Damn, boy, you know the economy is kind of fucked up, boy. You start laying animals off, and them motherfuckers ain't even getting paid. You know what I mean?
You know it's bad when that's happening.
Damn, boy, they laying off horses, boy. Horses, dogs. What's next? The damn zoo's going to have to let the monkeys and shit go? We can't keep you motherfuckers, man. Our budget's too low. The hell kind of shit is that? All right, y'all. Y'all know I gotta get some. Gotta get some Rita in my life. Rita Shelby, y'all. We're gonna cherish the moment in the background. You know what I'm saying? While we take this thing on to Alcoa, Tennessee. Yeah. Where a pastor pulls gun on son at church. Hey, I guess he was delivering the right hand of the Lord swiftly. Get your ass over there, nigga. The son of a well-known Alcoa pastor has taken out an order of protection against his father, claiming he was threatened with a gun during an argument at a church over his lack of church attendance. Yeah, the order of protection was filed by 32-year-old Michael Lewis Calquitt against 60-year-old Joe Calquitt, pastor of St. John Missionary I Pull a Pistol Out Packing Baptist Church. Damn. Imagine what you're going to do to the members, boy, if y'all start missing. Oh, nigga, you put change in the offering plate. Pow, pow, pow. You niggas in the kneecap, you know what I'm saying? Dollars only up in this. Yeah. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. And this pistol. Stop out the easy rider, man, because we over in your territory, homie. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Where man pours alcohol on puppy. And you already know what's next, people. Set that motherfucker flame. Flame on. Yeah. Police say a Philadelphia man poured rubbing alcohol on his family's puppy and set it on fire in front of his children. Right. The five-month-old pit bull mix was badly burned with charring on its neck and ears, and the dog might lose sight in one eye. I think the same should happen to the stupid motherfucker that did that shit. Pour some alcohol on your ass, set you afire, bitch. If you like the hell going on. I've been to Delaware. There's nothing there. But we're in Newark, Delaware, where a man stole thousands of men's shoes. Probably because there's not a thousand people to wear them in that motherfucker.
Exactly. Ain't nothing but a thousand.
Yeah, there ain't about 100 people in that motherfucker. Delaware man arrested
like
Friday. Yeah, for real. Now, it wasn't really population too much in that motherfucker at all. But Delaware man is arrested Friday, is suspected of stealing thousands of pairs of men's shoes and photos of men during the past 20 years. Police said Walter J. Rubenkahn, 46, of Newark, allegedly targeted student housing during vacation. No one has had time yet to count the shoes, but investigators say there appear to be several thousand. Oh, so you a fucking shoe, what the hell they call them? Got a shoe fetish? Yeah, you got a shoe fetish, I guess. You must be gay, too, if you're stealing photos of men and shit. What the hell going on with you? All right. Let's go back to the cat. Dang on in UK, man. Two more, we wrapping this up, y'all. Yep. Where a Winston Churchill's cigar sells for $8,138. You got to be motherfucking nutty, but yeah. A cigar Winston Churchill left unfinished in 1941 has been sold for $8,138. Whoever the fuck reported. Fuck y'all. The wartime prime minister abandoned the stub to attend a cabinet meeting, and it was picked up by a Downing Street worker. The friend kept the souvenir until his death, and then the cigar passed to a relative. You motherfuckers out your damn mind. You gonna waste $8,000 on some shit that you ain't even gonna do a DNA test on to make sure the shit is correct. But you gotta have, man, please. Alright, y'all, we're in Arizona. Ooh-wee, I wish I was in that one, though. Marijuana been found in a septic tank truck. That's what I'm talking about. And a messy drug bust this week. Investigators uncovered more than 700 pounds. Damn, man, what the fuck is going on, man? Come on, Lord, just put one truck. Just one truck. And let me come up on that motherfucker. I promise I won't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody. Yeah, but y'all motherfuckers gonna know, boy, because y'all gonna see the biggest blunt y'all motherfucking life. I mean, I don't have to carry that bitch on my shoulders for real. I'm like, damn, smell, what the hell is that, nigga? That's a blunt, nigga. Thought that was a motherfucking tote bag filled with weed. No, nigga, that's a blunt filled with weed. And I'm toting it like a bag. You know what I'm saying? Investigators uncovered more than 700 pounds of marijuana stuffed in a septic tank truck full of human waste. How the hell y'all do that? And the search of the truck was as awful as it sounds. An officer pulled over the septic tank truck Wednesday after a check of the license showed it was invalid. Why in the hell would you check the shit truck, though? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck would make you check, you know what I'm saying, even to check in a shit truck, though? You know, what suspicion would you have to look Wow. Hey, shouts out to Mingle Zone. Yeah, Mingle Zone covered Delaware. Okay, my bad. A couple people is in Delaware. Da 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 da. Now you know. Who the hell is Secretariat? Oh. Okay, shout out to Miss Computer Lady for dropping us some knowledge, but I don't know who that is. Yeah. And last but not least, people, we are in Cambridge, Massachusetts again for some reason. Thank you for Florida not being on the news for the past damn 2 days.
Right?
Damn. We made it through the fire, boy. We made it through the fire. And shouts out to Ohio, because they wasn't on the news either for the past 2 days. Congratulations. But last but not least, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah. Woman is killed by fire hose. Damn, guess you really got a fire put out, didn't you? My bad, y'all. I guess you really got cooled down. Oh, man, y'all. Gertrude King, 82, was killed Tuesday when a fire truck driving down Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge made a left turn on the Western Avenue and a loose fire hose went flying in her direction as she stood in a median on Western Avenue. Baby, it was just your time to go. Police said the hose dragging behind the engine during the emergency call extended the length of a city block. So you motherfuckers didn't hear your goddamn hose or didn't think to look behind you and see the long ass hose dragging and shit. Nobody thought the motherfucking hear about no big ass water hose. That big ass thing at the end clanking, clank, 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 clank. How in the hell? There ain't no fucking way, y'all. I'm sorry on that. I got to give y'all motherfuckers the award, man. Alright, sorry, people. We got to give them the award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And thinking I'm a believer.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
You got me fucked up. And that concludes another news of the day, people. That's
dude.
Real. Thank you.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, cool. Appreciate it, Marlboro, man. You know, one shot to you, homie. Watch out, people.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Utile. Yeah. Don't forget, man, write your motherfucking congressman, your state senator today. Cuss his ass out for not doing a good job. That's all you got to do. And, yeah. You're going to get to another hit, man. You know what I'm saying? Real quick alike. Let me play something new up in this mofo flipper, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a new song right here.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Oh.
Hey,
oh,
me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Yeah. Let's go. This is Paziano. Star 44 Black Dog. New shit right now.
What nigga gotta skip, dog? Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dog. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dog. Fuck a hater, fuck a bitch. Nigga try to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dog. Tricking with these hoes. I ain't worried about that, dog. Look it like a cat. It always come back, dog. Change over strain like the sorted for black dog. Ride down Palmdale, better get them coasting. Cracking up the pioneers, riding slow dawg. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck the hater, fuck the bitch. Niggas trying to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dawg. Tricking with these hoes.
I ain't worried about that, dawg.
Hooded like a cat, it always come back. Change over strain like a sorted for black dog.
What up, homie? What's up? I know you don't know me. I'm better off known as the low-key OG. CG's have kept it gutter since a nigga stood 4 feet. I'm always on the grind so a nigga gets no sleep. When I'm on the creek, I don't ride no more than 4 deep. You can hear me in your speakers beating down your street. I'm floating flying high, trying to come up on some chips, dog. Keep a heater with me, the ones with the extended clips, dog.
Niggas gotta skip, dawg. Gotta get this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck a hater, fuck a bitch. Niggas tryna get rich. Stack more stacks on top of that. That's a fact, dawg. Trickin' with these hoes, and I ain't worried about that, dawg. Lookin' like a cat, it'll always come back, dawg. Change over trains like a 44 black, dawg. Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you ride?
Is, man, this is what BJ shooting, and you in tune to the sounds of the Puppet Master, you dig? What it look like? Holla for boy. Yeah.
Yes, I gotta get this cake. Hey. I grind all the time, every day I don't fake. Hey. In the back of my mind, people telling me
we made it.
But most of it is shady. The haters, they all lazy. Trying to take everything that I make, what I'm making. Never turn your back on the hood, they'll forget ya. Love my city, cause the hood ride with ya.
Never turn your back on the hood and forget you. Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
I love my city and everybody in it. And I'ma keep hustling till the rim stop spinning. I love my hood. I love my hood. Even when the block is hot, never gonna stop. Never gonna stop. I love my hood.
Yeah. Right there live, man. Puppet Master, you know what I'm saying, doing the real big. You already know what time it is. Love my city, love my hood. You know what I'm saying, doing the real big, doing it all good. Y'all riding out, man.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
Nickname given to me by the Howie Your Powers. What beam up here about it. You know what I'm saying? We got Ian Dry? Is it? Oh, shit. I say 13. Let's see how we got. I've got to say 13. Shit. We ain't on French yet. Well, we got 13 minutes. And make sure you go to www.byki.com, man. Tighten up on your language now. Free language learning software program out there, you know what I'm saying, for everybody to use. And also go to YouTube.com. Check out all the YouTube videos. Ashwood, Smells of Good, and Goof and Bone. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of stuff out there, man, for everybody. A lot of content to be checking out. And, you know, what I'm doing, I got to go ahead and finish washing my clothes up. And then, you know, go ahead and upload some more content as I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? And getting ready, everybody, for the new...
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to... who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. What?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung burn.
It's my friend.
See, I got a similar cruise coming up in April. April 20th, the 420 cruise. I'm going to be cruising like a motherfucker. High in the sky. So y'all look out for that and don't forget, people.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
And got that new drink coming out for you, you know what I'm saying?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's the great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Shake them up. That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit
juice. Shake them up. That's real. Hey, if you got ideas for the show, man, you know how we can make it better, you know what I'm saying, additions, or, you know what I'm saying, want to be part of the show, send your info to SmellyBTR, S-M-E-L-L-Y, B-T-R, at live.com, man, and take all suggestions, all feedback, you know what I'm saying, all what the fuck ever you want to say, don't bother me. But keep it real, keep it real, you know what I'm saying? And let me know what the deal. And that's real. Got now I'm gonna get a little degrading, but I'm not gonna do that. Save that, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm gonna see what we got coming up. Tonight Orlando, 57 wins. Now, MB Promotion, I guess he was calling in to, I guess, give a spray on that, you know what I'm saying? But I've already taken care of that for you, brother. Shouts out to Tito, too, man. Y'all need some graphic designs. You know, he do graphic design for the Lou. You know, as well as myself, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
yeah.
Spread the love. Got to spread the love. Got No Sleep Films in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Anybody out there want to pick up a copy, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you contact my dog, Ashwood. What's your email?
NoSleepUSA@L.com.
This nigga still on AOL.
Yeah, right. That's how long I've
been.
I know. They always ride me when I get that out.
I'm old school. I had AOL when AOL was popping. How do you use online? How do you use the online? I don't even know how to get computers and shit. Don't even know how to use them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Now, how do you turn it on, bitch? The shit say power. You got to learn how to read first, sir. I'm sorry. I can't even help you till you learn how to read motherfucking a book or something. Because shit, I mean, it's self-explanatory. And people be like, you know, like, damn. Nowadays, they really, you know, more user-friendly than they was when they, you know, first came out. You know what I'm saying? Just the old button to push. Then a little light pop on, you know what I'm saying? Okay, it didn't have no big instruction book that came with it. But now you got computers for idiots, dummies, stupid people, morons. I have a kind of title you want to find on your level. They got a book out there for you.
Oh, they
believe that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everybody be shocked like, there's a book. Yes, there is a book. There is even a book for strippers out there. You know what I'm saying? Getting their dance on. You see those hips are swinging? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Work it, girl. Work it. Oh. My bad. Y'all thought I was at the strip club. This is going now, man. And let's see. What's up with this weekend? Don't forget, we got the Amateur House. I see a couple of people signed up already. You can go to amateurhouse.com, man. We got the official website up. If you'd like to get signed up, you can post your music profile and stuff like that. It's a new television show that we got coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's based out of Indiana. Shouts out to Indiana South Entertainment. And Mr. Lamont is bringing it to town. It's called The Amateur House. Featuring unsigned talent, you know what I'm saying? And no matter if you're rap, sing, break dance, polka, two-step, spoken word, spin fire that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. You know, take people of all talent, you know what I'm saying? So, matter of fact, hold on, let me get you yeah, that's the Amateur House. But if you go there, then you can, you know, we're going to start updating everybody on, you know, the information through Twitter and all that kind of stuff. We're going to get the Amateur House Twitter set up so everybody can get in tune with the shows and show times, how to get signed on and all that. Get on, because it's free to the artists. You know what I'm saying? It's free to the artists. You know, we got tickets for sale, $10.50 for the tickets. If you ever like to come and check out a show. Do got a separate VIP price, you know what I'm saying? I am the VIP host, so ain't none of that motherfucker ruckus when you come to the VIP. If you ain't VIP, you gonna have to do a motherfucking what? Hoo-ah! I mean, put your ass out my motherfucking face, because I don't need to hear that shit, you know what I'm saying? VIP only. And we'll have that hammer for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Those pussy niggas on out the window, you know? Sounding like motherfucking bitches. Yeah. Get your ass out of here. Get your ass out of here. Anyways, people, 5 minutes left to mayhem. You know what I'm saying? This is another what up with your weekend Monday, man. You know what I'm saying? What's popping this weekend, man? What you got into this weekend? You ain't share what you did this weekend, man. What you did, didn't
this
do. Weekend? Yeah, man. You hung out on the block. You know, Asswood came out and did a little filming on the block. You know what I'm saying? Hung out. Ain't really nothing nutty pop off on the block. Except for the cameraman.
Man. John was out there.
Yeah, Ms. John New, shout out to John. Let's see. I don't know. I went to the bar last night. I hung out at Coco outside getting my grind on. Shouts out to TJ looking out for a brother. You know what I'm saying? You got to show these motherfuckers how to do some parking lot pimping on their ass. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm a parking lot pimp. So it's all good. I'm still having my products up in your shit. Even though I ain't going to be up in your shit. Well, yeah, I got the generator up and running. Everybody, if y'all want to know, update on the generator is up and running. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing it real big. So don't forget, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. If they want to get live in, on the radio, and I mean really on the radio, because in a minute, you know what I'm saying, we got February 25th. We got the official one-year anniversary, you know what I'm saying, for Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? That's coming up. No need for applause. Thank you, thank you. And February 11th, you know what I'm saying, my birthday coming up is, you know, next Thursday. If I'm in town, we're going to be swinging it. It's definitely going to be going down, you know what I'm saying, because you know I'm bringing it. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we're going to do what it do. Matter of fact, we got Joe G. birthday bash at Caribbean Hut February 6th. That's going now for all the queries out there. We got Short D celebrating his birthday coming up. February 21st, Vision going to be at Tub Nouveau. So we'll be all there for a big aquarium kite type birthday bash. And, you know, doing it real big, man. You know, happy birthday to my brother. You know what I'm saying? Elijah Bowder, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating his birthday on February 8th. Let me see who else. Shit, in February. And all the February Februarians out, that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's what I'm talking about. But we're going to end this last 2 minutes, man, with something positive on that positive note. You know what I'm saying? And like thank Ashwood, No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coming through, hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Being a real big supporter, so you know this shit going to stay in motherfucking rotation extra heavy. Like motherfucking spaghetti sauce on spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? That's why we. That's what we do, man. You support me, I over-support you. You know what I'm saying? That's the way my motto goes.
Yeah.
You know, and if you, everybody live by that, then you can damn show positively die by that. And that's some real nigga shit. F1 Diamond, man, all the way from motherfucking Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Representing real big. You know, this is God Loves the Hood. And we riding out. Thank y'all for riding out with What Up With You Wicked Monday right here on Wrecking the Game Entertainment Radio. Starship Smelly Pride. Y'all already know. DJ Party Time. Happy birthday, nigga. Yeah. We did the old birthday thing all weekend long, man. Had a good time. Happy birthday to you, homie. And may y'all stay blessed and unstressed. See you back here tomorrow. We learning French tomorrow, bitches.
I got my black hat on. I got it down real low. I got my all black on right now. Yeah. Black Gucci Chuck Taylors. Let's go. I'm so hood with it. Yeah. You know they say, can anything good come from the hood? Be Jackson, talk to him.
Yeah, I'm from the hood. North Memphis, Scudderfield, Hollywood.
Yeah.
I grew up on the street where they sold that good. Pimpin' players on the block, deep doors, man, they moving them rocks. But everybody from the hood ain't a thug, ain't never went to jail, selling no drugs. That doesn't mean ain't done so wrong in my life. I went to church on Sunday and I still wasn't right. But all I'm trying to say, there's a better way, and I'm trying to show you Christ is the way. Lord, you've been so good to me. I wanna tell everybody about you, Lord Jesus. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah. God loves the hood, and if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. If you know the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
If the last should be first, that means the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laugh at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last, so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait. Hold on, yeah, we said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we lean on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street, God love the hood.
the hood of the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good. Just throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God loves the hood, loves the hood. And if you're from the hood and you're feeling good, throw your head in the air, let them know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room.
Yeah,
they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah.